Well, ladies and gentlemen, you all gonna have a pretty good time to see the spring. Water's nice and clear out here. If you haven't never been out on this trip before, I believe you're gonna be surprised at what all I show you before I bring you back. Oh, this is the river along here. Water's not very deep along here. But I'm gonna find you that deep water when I get you out over the big spring. Now, everything you're gonna see on this trip gonna be all down through that glass. And a whole lot of this trip here going out is talk. I'm gonna talk and tell you all about the river, all about the spring, and all about the fish out here. All that wide, long grass you see growing on the bottom, that's called the freshwater eelgrass. And all that fine grass, that's called the water fern. Those two grasses grows in Florida, and all the freshwater rivers and streams, they're sweet whenever the water is clear enough to get the proper sunlight. This is the largest spring in the world. Flows over 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Water stays the same temperature year-round, 70, 72 degrees. This is the head of the river, Walkulla River. Walkulla, that's an Indian name, meaning strange and mysterious waters. Now we have 14 different species of freshwater fish out here. Although we have three kinds, we have some tame ones, we have some trained ones, and we have some wild ones. Now I got some fish out here that when I call them, they'll run. But on the other hand, I got some that when I call them, they'll come. Now you're beginning to see all sorts of little underwater marine growth you see growing here on the bottom. Catfish paradise. Now we're coming on out of the submarine gardens, all sorts of little underwater marine growth. Now that's where some of our little fish stay. Now the further we go on out this way, now the deeper the water gonna get. Now we're coming on over to the deep water. Ledge right here, cave, drop off, big mighty spring. Now the depths of the water is 125 feet deep. But on the left-hand side of us, 185 feet deep. Now that's the underground river. Now I'm gonna take you on back out in shallow water now. Gonna take you out in the little fish convention. Now that's where I'm gonna call the little fish up. Yeah, buddy. All right, boys. Come in this convention, boys. Yeah, boys. Come in this convention. Let's get on up here now. Come in this convention, boys. Yeah, boys. Come in this convention. Come in this convention, boy. All right. Come in this convention, boy. Yeah, buddy. All right. Come in this convention, boy. All the little small ones, they are bluegills. The large black ones are suckers. Come in this convention, boy. Now, fellas, I want y'all to stay here now. Don't get off somewhere. Let someone catch you now before I get back. Now, we're going to move on around on the other side. Everything you see out here is all natural, all real. All that bottom you see there is all line rock. Now, we're coming on around on this other side. Now just keep looking down through that glass. Now you look laying here on the bottom there, you'll see some large bones all scattered on the bottom. Now those are some of the bones there, the old prehistoric animal called the mastodon. Those are some of the bones of the old mastodon. That animal used to roam the woods many, many years ago. Those are the bones of the old mastodon. Now we're going to swing on back round on this other side of this spring. Just keep looking down through that glass. We'll come around to a little place. I think all you fishermen gonna really enjoy, but just cry your hearts out because no fishing. Now we come around to this little place now. We call this Nature's Flower Pot. All sorts of catfish swimming there in the deep. We have all different species of freshwater fish out here. Now we have mullet, we have shad, shiners, bluegills, alligator gar, mudfish, catfish, fish eels, walmouth bass, striped bass, black bass, shell cracker, brim, red horse suckers. Now we're coming around to the big catfish paradise. Now that's where you'll see all size catfish swimming up here in the shade of a treetop. Now in olden times, when the Indian was around, they used to come down to this spring to get the drinking water. This spring was a very small body of water at the time, but as the years grew on, this spring got larger. This spring now makes up 18-mile-long river. This river flows into the Gulf of Mexico. Approximately 183 million gallons of water per day comes out of that spring. Now when the Indian was coming down getting the drinking water, they wanted them something sweet. So they found them this bee tree, cuts it down, robbed the bees for the wild honey. That log you see laying on the bottom, that is the old Indian bee tree. A large knot hole you see there in the top of that log, that's where they got the honey out of that log. The log is petrified. That's called the old Indian bee tree. Now we gonna follow this ledge on around. Now this water gonna get deeper. We thought that was deep over yonder. Well, we got some deeper than that. Now we coming on back to this ledge. Oh, back under that ledge is that underground river. Where all that water's coming from. How far there's coming from, we don't know. We had Navy divers to go into that cave. They went as far as the hotel. Never got to the end of it. That's why we call it the mysterious waters. We all know where it's going, but we don't know where it's coming from. I told you the Indians used to come down to get the water. Well, the chief loved it so well, he decided to carve his profile right here on this ledge. Now, there's the old Indian profile on that ledge. See that round hole? That's the Indian eye. Sharp point to your left is his nose. Come on back towards me, his mouth and chin. The old Indian profile on that ledge. I'm moving right on straight ahead. The large pipes that you see extending off into the spring. That's right, that's our water supply. Where we get all the water for the hotel. All our drinking water is pumped directly out of the spring. Now we're coming around to the deep water, big spring itself. Also some more large catfish. That water you looking in the now, 185 feet deep. So when you dive off the top of that high diving tower on your right, you don't have to worry about going down, just coming back up. You got a deep hole at a dive in. Oh, that's that big spring. Granddaddy of all springs. That spring is so large itself, you don't see that water when it boils out from under that ledge. This spring here covers 4.5 acres. 600,000 gallons of water per minute. Water stays the same temperature as the year round. 72 degrees. Now we're going to swing on back round over to this ledge. All under that ledge is that underground river. Now that round hole you see going down through that ledge, well, that hole goes all the way through. We call that the chimney. Some of the small kids have nerve enough to swim up and down through that hole. Now back in the late 40s when Tarzan was making his underwater movies, that's where they had his glass house to get his air supply. Also the movie about the creature from the Black Lagoon, Airport 77, also Joe Panther. Lots of the underwater scenes of those movies was filmed there off that ledge. Out here on the last go-round, always like to say the best for last. Got a trained fish out here called Henry Jr., trained to jump a pole 25 feet underwater. We going out, I'm gonna call them out. They're gonna lay the head on this pole and turn on the side. All right, Henry. Meet us at the pole. Wake up, boy. You heard what I said. All right, down here now. Let's get on down here and work, boys. Get on down there and jump it, boy. Show them how it's done now. Waiting on you. Jump it. Hey, y'all. All right. Pretty good, boys. Jump it. Hey, y'all. All right. All right, boys. All right, y'all, get down here and help him out a little bit now. Waiting on you, boys. Let's get on down here and try it one more time. All right, come on back down here now. Let's try it one more time, boys. One more time, Mark. All right, Henry. Meet us at the pole. Wake up, boy. You heard what I said. All right, now, we're cutting up down here. Waiting on you, boy. Waiting on you. You're the junior one. Meet us at the pole. Wake up now. You heard what I said. Ah, now, Henry. Get on down here and work, boys. All right, boy. That's pretty good. Come on, let's jump it now. Waiting on you. Jump it. Hey, y'all. All right. Hey, y'all. All right. Hey, y'all. All right, boy. Jump it. Hey, y'all. Thank y'all. Thank you. Glad you enjoyed it. Me and old Henry and them have to divide that up. All right, boys. Hey, y'all. All right. Hey, y'all, all right, boys. Hey, y'all, all right. Jump it. Hey, y'all, all right, yeah. All right, boys. Good jumping, boys. Hey, y'all. All right. All right, boys. Hey, y'all. All right. Good working, boys. All right, boys. All right, boys. All right. Good working, boys. That's all right. Now, when you tell your friends about it, and they don't believe it, you just bring them back, send them back. Me and Henry and them won't let your word go down. Henry and them don't get out and jump that pole. I guess I'll have to get out and try to jump it myself. Thank y'all. Thank you. You all have time when you finish your ride. If you haven't been up through the hotel, take a walk up. I think you'll find it to be very nice.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you all.
Glad you enjoyed it.
That was a great trip.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Nest.
Yeah, no, see him, that's the name.
Yeah.